AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Iran's state television announced on its Telegram channel that Parliament Speaker Mohammed Bagher Khalibaf met with General Asim Munir, the head of Pakistan's army. The Pakistani army chief had been expected to meet with Iranian officials in Tehran as part of efforts to extend the ceasefire, which paused almost 7 weeks of war between Israel, the U.S., and Iran. The Iranian TV network did not provide any more details. Meanwhile, AP correspondent Karen Shamas reports on a Russian barrage of drones and missiles throughout Ukraine.
Russia has hammered civilian areas of Ukraine with hundreds of drones and dozens of missiles overnight, killing at least 16 people and injuring more than 80 others. In Kyiv, AP footage showed cars on fire and damaged and burnt out buildings after Russia struck the capital with drones and ballistic missiles. 20-year-old Georgi Doroshenko walked through his destroyed apartment, his feet crunching on glass and metal shrapnel as he came to collect his pet rabbit, Kosh. At least 4 people were killed in Kyiv, including a 12-year-old, with more than 50 others injured. Ukrainian officials said Russia launched nearly 700 drones and dozens of ballistic and cruise missiles, primarily targeting civilians. I'm Karen Shemas.
President Trump is heading to Las Vegas today to promote the tax cuts he signed into law last year. Workers who earn tips and overtime are seeing bigger returns this tax season, but those savings and others resulting from the One Big Beautiful Bill Act that Trump signed last year have been eaten away by higher gas prices driven by the Iran war. On Friday, Trump will hold an event in Phoenix with conservative political group Turning Point USA. This is AP News. The U.S. Olympic Committee is expressing concerns about the 2028 LA Games chair's future, after ties to a Jeffrey Epstein confidant was revealed. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh has the story.
The chair of the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee says the committee has shared its concerns about Casey Wasserman's future as the head of the L.A. Olympics Organizing Committee with L.A.'s board. USOPC Chair Gene Sykes says the committee is, quote, closely monitoring the impact on our community. Wasserman put his talent agency up for sale in February, shortly after the release of documents from the Jeffrey Epstein investigation that included flirtatious emails between Wasserman and Epstein's confidant, Ghislaine Maxwell. Maxwell was convicted in 2021 on 5 counts of sex trafficking and abuse of minors. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.